Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coats for Kids now, KISW.com. 300,000 kids here in Washington State face poverty, and they need a coat as we get colder as the months go on. It's already kind of cold out there right now. Get a little sunshine today, but for the past few days, it's been brutal. And kids need coats. And for $25, you can put an American-made coat on a child in need here in Washington State.
Yes.
So the goal is 2,500 kids. If we can get more, that would be awesome. That would
be fantastic.
Please donate what you can as we pair it up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm for Coats for Kids. They do an amazing job. So if you can, please give now at KISW.com. All right, in honor of Hoodie Week, people are still shocked on the YouTube channel that we are not wearing T-shirts underneath these sweatshirts.
I did not know that this was so weird to people. I mean, this is just, it's been my go-to. Yeah. I've never given it a thought before, what was it, yesterday, 2 days ago, whenever the hell it was.
It was last Friday, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
it was last Friday.
When you brought it up and we had the conversation, and then you see the number of people that vehemently agree with you, Ted. Like, you are a disgusting wretch, Thrill. Like, wow. I had no freaking idea at all.
It's very strange.
Couple more from the comments. Sleeping with socks on. Apparently, no one else I know does it but me.
That just seems uncomfortable to me.
That seems really weird.
Yeah.
I just
My
feel like
wife
I
will.
What's that?
Yeah.
My wife will. But
she runs like frigid cold.
She does.
I feel like it's more often. My wife actually got out of bed to put on socks yesterday. But she'd been bitching that her feet were cold earlier. Then we get into bed. We've been there maybe 30 minutes. Throws off the cover. I'm like, yeah, all right, man. Because I didn't know what's going on. And I hear the drawer open. Keep in mind, it's dark. So I hear the drawer open. Shuffles around. I'm like, what is going on? Then I hear the telltale sign of socks. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah.
I mean, I'll say
look,
nothing.
Look, here's the thing. Like saying you're going to go to the bathroom at work. And just telling your friends only, I got to go take a dump. Same thing with women and feet. If their feet are cold, they will let you know, not by telling you my feet are cold, but by putting their cold-ass feet on your skin and on you.
She did
She's
not
like,
do
Jesus!
That.
Jesus! Like, get those things off me. They're freezing cold. I'm just trying to warm them up, but let me know.
I would hear my father scream that. Like, we are in bed, all right? They are in their bedroom. I am down the hall of my bedroom. And I'd hear the, oh, woman, get your cold feet off me. And probably once a night, every night.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
And again, if you run cold, I understand. Say, went to sleep very quickly before. So, like, it happens, but, like, generally, even if I wake up in the middle of the night and I fell asleep with them on, like, I'll take them off. I don't know why. It just it feels odd being in bed with socks on.
I don't like it.
And then sometimes when it's super cold, like, I like being in my warm little nook, but I won't turn on the heat. So, as soon as you get up, you got to put socks on.
But if you are cold when you're in bed, would you add any clothes? I won't. Like, I'm just in my underwear. I am freezing cold. I'll just pull the blankets tighter. Like, I refuse to add anything.
Yeah, I'd be more apt to maybe like, all right, I'll turn on the heat.
I might do that, but I refuse, which is stupid, because I'm just laying there cold, bitching that I'm cold, and there's clothes all over my bedroom, but I'm like, oh, I'm not putting you on.
Yeah, people say they sleep with socks on all the time.
Really?
I slept with socks on last night.
Ah.
Let's see. When I make store-bought pizzas, I rearrange the pepperonis.
Yeah, you have to.
So that when I cut the pizza, none of the pepperonis have to be cut.
I'm anal about that myself.
I'm guilty.
I just, like, I know where I'm going to cut it, into eighths or whatever, but same thing. I don't like cut, because it folds into the cut.
Yes. Yeah. And even if it's like a supreme, I will rearrange the toppings so that they are evenly spread throughout the pizza. One side doesn't have all the sausage or the green pepper.
It has to be.
I mean, If it's just pepper, if it's supreme, I usually just kind of go, all right.
I spread it out. But look, I spent years making pizzas professionally. And like my thought was, when you make this pizza, right, someone's at the restaurant, you're making the pizza. If I just haphazardly did it like the frozen pizzas do, they'd be pissed. If they're like, dude, 70% of my toppings are over here. I understand that, but it has absolutely infected me. So same thing. You open that thing up. Usually I add a little cheese, a little oregano. We always have pepperoni in the fridge.
Throw some more on.
Yes.
Yes.
That's very important.
I'm right there with you. What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? 206-803-ROCK.
You know what? I got one. My grandfather did it when I was a kid. I thought it was insane. I do it all the time now. I'll just put black pepper on my pizza.
I do. My dad did it, and I always thought it was weird.
Yeah.
As a kid, but every time he did it, then finally, maybe 10 years ago, I gave it a shot on a slice, and I'm like, I like this. Maybe it's an old man thing. I don't know.
Maybe it is. I also add oregano.
I always add oregano. Yep. Always add oregano.
And nobody's telling me to say this, but Dano's cheesening.
Cheesening?
Yeah, what Dano's cheesening.
Sort of like Parmesan and oregano mixed together.
And like garlic salt in there.
All right, so the other night I made myself a dish.
It's pretty good. I have the whole lineup of his spices, but the cheesening gets used the most.
I did it myself. I had, what the hell was I making myself? I don't remember, but I had Parmesan, oregano, red pepper flakes, a little bit of cumin, and some chili powder, mixed it all together. I did not use as much as I had made. And then last night when I made myself dinner, it was still there, and sprinkled it on. But I don't really want anyone else using it. Because everyone's like, that smells good. I'm like, I know it smells good. Mm-hmm. And I made it for me. Do not use this. But it's like, if I have pizza or something that kind of leans Italian.
Why wouldn't you make more and then share?
I'll make more when I run out of this. Okay. But right now, based on the level we have, that is not sharing level. This is like the small candy bar. I'm not sharing this with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So most of my life, I've picked my, when you get when you hold a baseball bat too long and you get that callus.
Yeah.
Because I never liked those. And then as I grew older, I started really not liking dry cuticles. And then I just didn't like dry skin. Well, about 10 years ago, my girlfriend called me meth hands. I'm like, what? Well, because I would take the cuticle skin and any dry skin and peel it till there was no more dry skin. Now, the more you peel it, the more dry edges you get.
Right.
And sometimes that would get all the way down to the blood area.
So you picked your dry skin, do you bleed?
Pretty much, because I want it to be smooth. And I think the white skin is gross, but then once I was called meth hands, I'm like, wait, maybe exposed blood is a little grosser.
Meth hands.
Have you, do you use lotion or anything?
No. I was not raised to moisturize, if you will.
Look, man, when you're a brother and you get ashy, you will moisturize just to not deal with all the grief. But look, man, if you don't like the dry skin, I mean, that's the entire point of lotion. So my thought is you could have meth hands, which I'm sure once you pointed it out, you looked and said, Jesus Christ, I look like a meth head.
I got meth hands.
Or just use the lotion. Or do you deep down, right? Because a lot of things with people, Even if it's just an OCD thing, it also brings some comfort and joy to you to do this thing, right? So do you get a certain amount of pleasure out of doing it, like certain sense of satisfaction knowing that you've peeled off all the white, crispy edges?
It's twofold. So, yeah, there's a sense of satisfaction and instant completion of improving myself, even though I take it to the point where it's definitely not improving. but it's also a function of nervousness and having anxiety. And, oh, my God, I'm doing it right now. Once I get started,
can't stop.
Oh, I can't stop. I can't stop. God, now there's more.
But where do you put the skin? That's another thing. I know you're not throwing it in the trash God. Can. You're flicking it like a booger.
Car floor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, that's okay, man.
It's called dander. I mean, it's one of the most prominent things.
It's all
in the
over
dust.
The place anyway. So, but see, that's the problem. If it's something you do just for as an anxious kind of tick, I'm sure there's something you can do about it. But at that point, I said, don't worry about it. Like my sister-in-law always twirls her hair. That's just her thing. It brings her comfort. If I'm stressing out, I will probably start stroking my beard. Right. If you're trying to keep, and it's, I know I'm doing it. It doesn't really do anything, but that's my go-to move.
Ted, I was telling Steve, daughter came over, and she likes to figure out. She'll say, like, I want this tonight for dinner, because she's been gone for a while. And so, like, she likes a couple of my meals. So I was making her like an Alfredo thing. Right. But she wants to help and be involved in the process. So I'm making the sauce and all the stuff, and then all of a sudden she takes the fettuccine to put in the boiling water, and she snaps the pasta in half, and she throws it in the water. And I'm like, what in the F are you freaking doing, woman? She's like, what? I'm like, you don't break the pasta.
But why?
You don't. It's,
what difference does it make at the moment that you eat it?
Because if you twirl and you're a twirler,
sure,
it gives you more of an advantage to be able to twirl correctly than if it was shorter. Because then it'll start dropping down and almost falling.
But does she twirl well? Because with my daughter, I break it in half because I'm like, I am done watching this.
That's this difference.
I don't do it for me, but if it's her, and then drop it in.
The other one that burns.
I mean, I always grew up, that's just how my mom made it.
What, broke it?
Spaghetti, whatever. Yeah, you always broke it in half. And then it wasn't until years later when I saw on the internet that, like, Italians get real offensive.
Yeah, well, I grew up, stepfather was Italian.
Yeah.
The other one I hate is that if you order a steak and they serve it to you and it's pre-cut, I almost lose my goddamn mind.
I mean, other than, like, a fajita or something.
No, I'm talking about in slices.
I mean, a lot of, like, Luger's does that. A lot of high-end steakhouses, like, if they just have a couple
steak.
Cuts, it comes out. Or if you get, like, that long bone ribeye and you're sharing with a couple of the boys.
Yeah.
They cut it up for it.
Yeah. Guys, stop! That's
what I'm saying.
But you can't. But it's table side. Like, it's supposed to be served.
Well,
to me,
the steak, even when it's on your plate, is still in its own way resting.
Yeah.
And when you cut it, it starts to get cold. So I just like to cut off a bite at a time so that the steak itself stays warm.
That's my only argument with that. And I get table side and all that, but your dedication is not to the meal that you're serving, and it is impossible to argue that different because the point of the steak resting and you cutting along as you eat it. It's the point why they cook the steak the way they do. So, and if you like it pre-cut, that's fine. But you do lose a lot of flavor, and you lose a lot of the heat, and you lose a lot of the juice. That's all. So I'm like,
Peter Luger's is like one of the famous steakhouses in the world, right?
I'm sure it's very good.
And like, I think their thing is like the plate's so hot, you kind of sear it on the outside.
Yeah, if you have that type
but
of
I've
preparation.
But I've noticed some of the higher end places now, depending on the steak or how they serve it, they will just serve it already kind of like. There was a place I went to a couple times in town. I forget the name of it, but their steak frites was unreal. And I feel like that always is pre-cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the frites. Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of the times.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DeAnna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.